Hello, this is Denad Darakshan. I'm the co-writer for Undead Radio, and with me I have not DS Draco, and we're going to do a interview. Hello, DS Draco, are you there?
Hey. How you doing? Yeah. I'm doing
all right.
Awesome.
How you doing?
You know, it's just chilling in the his apps, you know? Got to flip through my young slang textbook real quick. Oh, God, what's knee slapping?
I think knee slapping.
Bee's knees?
Yeah, knee slapping.
Yeah,
knee
okay, yeah, yeah.
So, as our listeners might know, we've recently completed a production that's out on all major podcasts. It's out there now, so just wanted to talk a little bit about behind the scenes. So, Draco, what do you feel the story is really about that we've shown the world?
I think it's real spooky. I think it's a big terror. I know, I like it. I was there for the process, you know, me and you, just kind of spitballing. I think we made something real good.
All right, and now for the people out there that don't know, how did you and me meet?
I believe it was at a Krispy Kreme's. You just wanted a water cup. I was buying out the whole store. You were just like, oh, I gotta get a water cup, please. I'm so parched.
I was very thirsty that day. I remember it.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, they don't even have lemon. What's up with that?
No, they don't. It's disrespectful, honestly. They're never prepared for when the big shots come in and want the lemon water.
And what's up with donut holes? How do they even do that? Is that... That's a real thing?
They're not even holes.
It's like a square.
It's stupid. It's fake news.
So, Draco, you know, I'm sure you believe in the show and where we're going with it.
Sometimes, you know, the narrative can get a little loose. You know, sometimes I feel like someone else is writing all these experiences. But, you know, we're here. I'm sitting in front of you.
We made it. We made this show. It's actually out there. You know, that's 90% of the people in the world we have surpassed. Pretty big deals.
And wait, it's available on all podcasting platforms, you say?
All but one.
Not on LimeWire.
Well, it's there too, actually. They I saw it. It's on Torrents, which really upset the corporation that backs us.
Oh no, that's a shame. I wonder who would be doing that.
I don't know. It's who has access to this stuff. I mean, I'm guessing it's hackers. Which
no, I don't even know how any of that stuff works. I don't know what a VPN is or any of that. It's not like I got one running right now.
Oh, I don't even know what a computer is.
Oh no, me neither.
Serious question though. Where do you see this show going forward?
Saturday Night Live. I see it on the big screens.
What is that?
The show. I think it's big stuff.
Sorry, I'm not following you. What day is it shown?
Wednesday.
Okay, all right. I see where this is going. Draco, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm a big, big man, big man. Very tall.
How tall are you?
6'5". Big man.
6'5". Oh, good jeans.
Yeah, they're blue.
Wranglers?
Levi's.
Oh, name brand, too. I didn't think that much of what you have.
Are we allowed to say that on the show?
I don't know. I might bleep it out or something at the end. We'll see. I mean, who knows? I mean, for the, you know, 2,000 people that download the podcast.
Thinking we're saying something controversial.
Tell us more about yourself. Like, how did you get into writing?
Well, I started off on Wattpad, you know, doing all them crazy fanfics and whatnot. You know, just real spicy stories, just trying to get my name out there. And then I got picked up by this guy. I think his name's Stephen King.
Nice.
I don't know what this guy is, but he took me under his wing.
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah,
I think I've heard of him.
I don't know. It's probably some small time guy.
Yeah, didn't he write some dog movie? It was like about a lovable dog that everybody loves, and that was the end of it. What a bore.
Something like that.
And then some pretty girl's prom. That was ridiculously boring, too. Like, who cares about a prom?
Yeah, I could have wrote that better, honestly. And without the cocaine.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. That was a lot of our inspiration for this script. Everybody loved the script at the script readings. And besides cocaine, where did the idea come from? Please don't say more cocaine.
I was going to say my coke dealer.
Is it Mork?
Yeah.
Hey, he's my guy, too.
He gave me a lot of ideas.
He's great.
He just talks too much.
He's a great dude.
I think he sells to Weinstein, too.
I think it's pronounced Weinstein.
Wayne. Oh, yes, that's right. My bad.
Weinstein.
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 Not the other guy.
Well, you know, I know a lot of Weinsteins. Right. You know, I'm in Studio City, so, I mean, there's like, you could throw a rock and hit five Weinsteins.
Yeah, they're just real common out in this area, too.
By the way, you just moved. Where are you living now? Are you in Los Angeles?
I'm underground in Los Angeles, below the subway system.
This sounds like a movie. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm writing a movie right now. You're part of it.
Is this very meta movie? You're living in the underground.
Oh yeah, no, this is the trailer.
This is the trailer. Wow, all right.
This is the trailer.
I will send you the MP3 file. No, you know what? For you, I'm going to send the WAV file.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, not just 92 kilobits per second. It's going to be 128 kilobits per second.
You're spoiling me.
Are you willing to relocate from the underground of the subway?
Oh, man, I don't know. I haven't seen daylight in a long time. I got my artificial lights on and everything. They're all timed up. I hope they're timed up. I think it's daytime right now. Yeah, I don't know if I could handle that.
So I should not send you this check for the distribution deal?
You can send it to my secretary. She'll shove it through a tiny little hole for me, and I'll just deposit it online.
A little hole that's very underground from the subway. Okay, got it. All right, I'll have my people contact your people. All right, seriously though, Draco, what type of scripts do you want to write in your career? I know we've written a lot together in the horror and mystery, but what else do you want to write?
In all seriousness, I think I would work best in the comedic scene, definitely. Maybe improv might need to be worked on, but definitely the comedic ones.
I disagree, but you know what? Reach for the stars, buddy. Reach for the stars.
I'd love to. Be just like Aaron Hansen, you know, some heroes of mine, Dana Snyder. All those beautiful men.
I'm sorry, I'd never heard of them.
Oh, no, that's too bad.
All right. What else do you have that you're writing right now? You said you're writing something. What is it about?
That's kind of a secret, actually. I was hoping I could keep this in the beta phase for a little bit longer, but if you do
I
insist...
love beta phase movies. I love beta phase movies. I mean, those are my favorite. Beta phase, that's so in right now.
I'm kind of letting you peer into my world right here. This is a very personal piece right here. It's not ready for the screen.
Listen, I have access to your Gmail account. That's not a big deal.
Oh, I don't remember giving access to that. Okay.
I also run on a VPN.
Oh, yeah?
Hacker man is in the house.
All right, what else do you got for me?
Yeah, that's about it. Why don't you plug the show, and then I'll give you a chance to say anything else you'd like before we go.
Hey, guys, check out Undead Radio. That's right. Undead Radio. Check it out on Instagram, on Spotify, on Podcast Doc, whatever other place you want to do podcasts. SoundCloud, I don't care. It's all the same. Check me out at Josie Talks on Instagram, Josie Talks and Draws.
All right. Thank you to Not DS Draco for coming in and interviewing with us. And hope you have a great day. Don't forget to listen to Josie and check out his artwork. And I don't know. What else do you do, Josie?
That's about it. Just trying to avoid the status quo, bro. Just get all them residuals set up, trying to get them commissions.
Check them out on Infowars.com.
We have the best nutraceuticals available.